Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome everybody. We'd like to welcome everybody back to Astromind 2012. We're looking forward to another great night. Now, let's go ahead and welcome Adrian onto the show. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, Mike. Hello.
Are you there, Adrian? Yeah.
I hear you. Welcome back, everybody, to another great show tonight. And, Roy, what is the conversation tonight? I wanted to start off with Sokolovism, how it helps people, and what people experience with their images and pictures, and how they can mean different things in a lot of people's different lives, and how it helps people. Can you explain that, Roy?
Well, we know that that a collage is a bunch of pictures that we put onto in a frame and to make a big picture. But each one of those pictures that we add to this collage, through this soul collage, these pictures have messages for us. Actually, each picture that comes from, our subconscious mind, pictures that we are attracted to or, that stand out to us, these are messages from our archetypes. Like you mentioned, about sacred contracts, that's something that, we have to look at, during this soul collage, is what are these messages? We're looking forward to, all our callers and listeners out there. We welcome, any caller at this time to call in for a free reading, and we could talk about, how this soul collage works and any other readings that you would like and things that you might be experiencing at this time. A lot of earth changes going on out there. I was just reading an article about a earthquake in Mexico that just happened just lately, a 7.6. We know that a lot of earth changes are going on, especially during 2012, and a lot of experiences that a lot of people are going through. The main thing is we all have to remember that this is part of that cleansing, that the earth is going through. Adrian, are you back on the air? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Looks like we got disconnected there for a minute.
Yeah, you were out there for a minute. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now, we're mentioning about the soap.
Well, I just wanted to, talk about soapologists, how fascinating it is how a picture can be worth a thousand words.
Right.
And for an example, this lady was going through a magazine and she looked at this watch, and the watch stood out to her. And the watch basically represented a different things about her relationship, which was really cool.
Right.
And I strongly recommend a lot of people to get a box of magazines and you know, you don't have to get the regular kind. You can get any kind you want. You can get fantasy, you can get horror, you can get science fiction. You can get any kind you want. You know, you can get them online and just buy a big box and make your own soul collages. And it could be also a hobby. You know, it could be something fun, just like crocheting or just like arts and crafts. You know, it's similar to a lot of arts and crafts and things like that. Just getting your mind on something else, like kind of like what you were talking about, Roy, how people can stop smoking cold turkey, and
right.
and then they take their mind on it. On something else that they can do. For an example, like the Independent Living Center, where they do different activities and help the disabled people. I think
right.
something like that would be really cool for the disabled. What do you think, Roy?
You know, it can be used for any purpose or any groups. The main thing is using that part of us, you know, the subconscious mind, to be creative and to, you know, put that into a frame of making a picture and then allowing the archetypes to, you know, send us the messages, you know, that we're waiting for. And that's, you know, we've used this whole cause with
mm-hmm.
other people, and it does work, and it's very effective. We have a caller
well,
that
like,
just...
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say we had a caller?
Yeah, we got one caller. Why don't we go ahead and talk to this caller and let him know more about our soul collage.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead with
okay.
with the caller from the 480 area. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name, please?
My name is Lacey.
Lacey, and where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Arizona, a wonderful place. What part of Arizona are you from?
The Tempe area.
Oh, great. Me and my son have both been to Sedona, Arizona.
It's a wonderful area. I've been there as
It is. It's amazing. Every time we go there, we have a
But it's a very beautiful
wonderful
area.
Experience. Yeah.
That's cool.
And what question do you have for us tonight?
I was just curious to see if was there anything for me in the future.
Okay.
Well, I was going to ask you a question. It's just a trick question for your mind. What got your interest in the supernatural, in the psychic realm?
I guess you could say my mom put me, we've been raised into believing whatever religion, spiritually. I've always been interested since I was little, so.
And have you, what kind of experiences have you had when you were younger? I mean, have you seen visions or what? What exactly?
I really don't know what my gifts are yet. I know I have them, but I just don't know what they are. When I was younger, when I was 2 or 3, I used to talk to my mom through our minds, and I can't do that anymore. But
so you were able to use mental telepathy then?
Yes.
And so you knew what, how she was, you know, she was able to communicate with her mind, and you were able to answer back, or you were picking up on her thoughts?
More like she was answering my thoughts.
She was answering your thoughts?
Yes.
And that's amazing. What's interesting, when I was a young teenager, I was able to do that same thing, but I didn't know exactly what it was. See, a lot of it is, you know, we're aware of it, but we don't know what it is exactly, or what, you know, why we feel or experience, you know, the things that we do. Main thing is, you know, that it's something different, you know, it's something out of the ordinary.
Yep.
And what kind of experiences have you had lately?
I don't usually have that I know of. What is usually is something I usually is, I feel is someone touching me or someone tugging on my clothes or pulling my hair. I usually get those feelings, but that's really it.
So you've had some kind of paranormal activity?
That is correct.
Oh. And that's interesting also, because me and my son, Adrian, we've had a lot of experiences with the, you know, paranormal side, and we've even, see, me and my son, Adrian, we're both hypnotherapists, and we do a lot of hypnosis. So we've been able to communicate with spirits from the other side. You know, with people who have been hypnotized.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We've had some great experiences.
Cool.
My guides are telling me that that you should continue. You know, main thing, you know, what ever brings you closer, you know, to his source, you know, that's where your focus should be at.
Hello.
Okay.
Adrian, are you there?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. Looks like we keep getting connected.
Yeah, for some
somehow.
Reason you keep getting bumped off.
Yeah.
But we were talking about some of the different experiences that she's been through, you know, since she was at a very young age, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And what are your guides telling you, any messages that you have for her as to what's, you know, coming in the future for her?
Well, there's a lot of things that are coming in her future, and it has to do with symbolism. My understanding is that you're gonna have an ability where you're gonna be able to understand symbols and animals. You're gonna really connect with animals and insects and symbols. So my feeling on your energy field, what I'm getting is you need to focus on understanding what symbolism is.
Okay.
Are you into the Native American culture at all, or have you studied?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
My great-great-grandmother was Native American, and I've been interested in Native American, but I've also been interested in Egyptians, Arabic, and most of Middle Eastern cultures.
Wow. and I could
see.
Are
you really interested in anything like magic?
I love magic.
I do too. I love experimenting with different things. You know, it's like, to me, from you, I get the feeling that you were a scientist back in Atlantis in a past life.
Okay.
That's where I get my curiosity with, not just with science, but with spirituality and experimenting with different things. Because we feel, me and Roy know that there's still a lot of experimenting going on. Isn't that right, Roy?
Oh, yeah, it's happening all the time. I mean, we, you know, we haven't even scratched the surface yet of, as to what, you know, a lot of truths that are going to come out, especially this year during 2012. And it's interesting because, you know, Arizona puts out such a wide variety of different energies, especially with the vortexes, you know, in Sedona. We learned about another technology called the Neo Cube. You want to explain that to our agent?
Well, the Neo Cube is a very powerful tool, especially for magic, because the Neo Cube connects with what we call the gate key, and it connects with the stargates, which connects the universal energy, which goes into one big triangle, which, you know, if you look at the stars, sometimes they'll go into a triangle. So what that is that's the stargates. And when the stargates open up, those portals begin to open up and allow us to access those high vibrational frequencies in those dimensions. So what we're doing is we're using the Neo Cube as an instrument to direct that energy and to open up those dimensions and to bring everything into manifestation. And it works well with like spells and magic, because everything that you do is all by the power of intention and power of, you know, your imagination, wherever you want to take it, like, especially with magic, especially with certain chantings, certain words, certain visualizations. Oh, there's so much out there. There's so much magic out there. And you can use the Neo Cube as a tool, like a wand, but even more powerful. I feel it goes even more further than that. It goes more powerful than using the wand, because you're directing your energy. It's helping you to focus that energy where you want it to go.
Okay. That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. What do you get from that, Roy?
You know, when you were talking about that, it brought back a memory of the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You remember on that part where it says you could either take a blue pill, in which you'll go to bed and, you know, fall asleep and, you know, wake up the next morning, or you could take the red pill, and this will take you into the rabbit hole.
Take you into the Matrix.
Yeah. Not about this, you know.
Well, you know,
that's
really true, because it's like what you said, right? Our subconscious never sleeps. It's always activating.
Right.
And it's always functioning, you know, and truly that's where all our memories go. That's where all our pain and our happiness and our memories go, is in our thoughts. And that's what brought this world together, was our thoughts. We co-created this world. We were the gods that co-created this world, and now we're living out our reality.
Do you have anything to share with this caller?
I think that would be it.
Okay. We hope you enjoyed the messages that we had for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for
calling.
Call us again. Thank you. Let's go ahead with the next caller now from the 915 area. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
And what's your name, please?
My name is Rita.
And where are you from?
Oh, Rita.
I'm from El Paso, Texas.
From El
yes.
Paso, Texas?
You said Lita or Rita?
Rita with an
Rita.
R.
R.
Rita, okay.
And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm listening to the conversation that you were having about Sedona, Arizona. I'm very curious about going up there because I have heard about its specialty, its quality, and its intrigueness from other people. My question is, I'm looking to venture out as an individual who has a life of her own. I just need to know if that's going to happen in the future, or is there something else that I need to look for?
And what are you getting, agent?
I think it's definitely something to look for in the future, because this is something that you've already set out in stone for yourself, something that you are looking forward to. Honestly, I think this is where it comes from, your higher self. This is what you really desire. So I'm going to go off the deep end and say, go for it, because this is your future. This is what you're going to be doing the rest of your life.
Okay.
Your contract.
Wow.
Have you always been a what they call an adventurous person?
An explorer.
An explorer.
I would say yes, in a sense, to where I want to know about other things. I want to know about the world. I want to know about people. You know, I just want to show that as an individual, for myself, not to show others, but as an individual, that I did take this life and use it to do good for others and to excel as an individual. And, you know, it's so uncanny how I just turned the computer on and I went to this blogtalkradio.com, and I'm always looking for something, and I'll go and I'll just look at the computer and I'll feel it. I believe that I'm an empath, and
wow.
Because of that, sometimes I steer away from being in contact with people physically, because sometimes I feel like my energy is drained, or I can actually sense things, and sometimes I can hear things being said to me, and I'll take it into consideration. I no longer ignore it. I listen to the messages that my spiritual friend, spiritual advisor, spiritual guide gives me once in a while. Whenever I get the messages, I react to it, and it's happening. As a child, I used to have dreams of things that would happen the next day. And excuse me, and people didn't believe that these dreams to me were real, because when I went through the events of the next day, the whole momentum of time would stop until I actually got to the place where the thing was happening at school, because I was a child. And when I approached the location, was it at a slide or at a swing or right next to somebody at the school, it's like everybody within that split second would start moving again. And it's like I just didn't understand what was going on. And as time went on, I would have dreams of people letting me know that they were passing on to the next life. My grandmother came to me in a dream that lasted for about 1 minute in my time. And she came in the body of Christ, and it was her face asking me for a drink of water, and she was letting me know that she was passing on. And when I woke up, the door to my apartment was wide open, and I was frightened because I had children, and I ran to the door to go see who it was that opened the door, and the light, the really bright light that was following my grandmother was following her down the stairs because I lived on the second floor. So I believe I have those abilities, and the curiosity of those abilities came with the experiences that I had. I never really knew that my mother was into this kind of thing until I got older, and she expressed her own inner spiritual beliefs in these things.
That is so interesting. When you were talking just now, I was getting visions. In these visions,
oh,
I was seeing you as a time traveler. So, you know, this is something that's happened many a times in different past lives. Plus, you have certain abilities. You're able to stop time.
Yeah.
And that's why you were able to, you know, experience a lot of these things when you were younger.
Mm-hmm. And right now, as you started talking to me, I could feel a connection. I could feel a connection. My heart was beating a little faster, so.
Really?
It's like I'm kind of there somewhere to where I'm getting messages for this event as well. I see that somebody is in a place where there's a lot of energy flowing through this individual, and this person is standing in a robe, a robe of when you have a celebration, this robe is worn, but there's a lot of energy flowing through this person, like a momentum of time that races through the individual, and I see the male individual having this energy that's so powerful. I just don't know who I'm connecting with.
You know what I'm getting, that you're connecting with, have you ever heard of Saint Germain?
Yes, I have. As a matter of